in the beginning, can add something.
This is a questionnaire which was sent to us by one journal, a cultural and religious journal in Bombay called Pavan's Journal. And they're questioning different religious leaders, especially in India, trying to get the answer to some of these important questions which are perplexing, especially the Indian public today. So there's a list of about 21 questions, and you can go through them one by one. The first question is the influence of religion over the masses on the wane. Is the influence of religion over the masses decreasing?
Yes, this is predicted in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Brings that black book. Akashtamajana, Dharma Sastha. This is Kali Yuga, the age of training of these things. Religiosity, truthfulness, memory, bodily strength, duration of life, mercifulness.
Then you see some of
these are the, this is the degree. These are the human aspects. And it makes a human being distinct from the animal. But these things will decline. There will be no mercifulness, there will be no truthfulness, the memory will suffer, duration of life will suffer. Similarly, religion will vanish. That means gradually they will come to the platform of animals. And especially when there is no religion, it is simply animals. That any common man can distinguish that a dog does not understand what is religion. He also, a living being, he is not interested what is going on here about Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. He is not interested. That is the distinction between dog and us. The animal is not interested. So, if the human being becoming disinterested in doing that thing, then there are and how there can be happiness, peace in the animal society. They want to keep people as animals and they are making United Nations. How is this possible? United Animals is it possible? Society for United Animals. These things are going on. That the death rate is declining, that is good. Declining means they are going to be animals. In the logic, it is said, man is rational animal. So rationality minus animal for a human being. Is that no, there is no place. That's all right.
Second question, Srila Prabhupada?
Hmm?
Question two?
Well, you have written all these things, or not?
16 tapes of...
So what is that? Find out. Tatashtanudhanam.
Tatashtanudhanam satyaf. Dharma satyam shocham shumadaya.
Find that bad. And confirm that this Kaligo, it is burning. Therefore, that becoming enemies. Man without religion means enemies. This is the definition. The human society, either you become Christian, or you become Mahavira, or you become Hindu, or you become Buddhist, it doesn't matter. There must be some system of religion. That is human society. And human society without religion, animal society. This is plain fact. So, why people are unhappy now? Because there is no religion. They are neglecting religion. That one gentleman, he has written me that Tolstoy said that unless one dynamites his foot underneath the church, there cannot be any peace. That means they want the Christian cause. They are very strict against God consciousness. Because they think so that this religion has quiet the whole social atmosphere. It might have been a misused religious system. That does not mean that religion should be avoided. Real religion should be taken. Because religion has not been properly instituted by the so-called priests, it does not mean that religion should be rejected. My eye is giving some trouble on account of cataract. But that does not mean I should be plucked out. The cataract should be removed. But that is Krishna consciousness. They have no conception of God and they are preaching religion. What is a religion? That will be misused. Religion means dharmam tu sāsāt bhagavat panis. Religion means God's order. If there is no God, where is religion? And this is going on. They have no conception of God. What is God, they do not know. And professing some religion. How long it will go on artificial? It will deteriorate. That has become the present condition. They have no idea of God. And how they know what is the order of God? A religion means order of God. Just like law means order of the state. Law means order of the state. If there is no state, where is the order? You can manufacture your own order. That is God. There is no conception of God. We have got clear conception of God. Here is God, Krishna. And He is giving order, yes or no. And it is clear religion. But if there is no God, no conception of God, no order of God, then where is religion? If there is no government, then where is law? Outlaw. Everyone is outlaw. That is religion. Ask any religious system, what is the conception of God? Can anyone tell clearly? Nobody can. We shall immediately say, Bhinam tannam tanga ravindra dalayataksam marahavatam samasitam buddhasundarangam angani dasa sakalendriya vittimanti. He is this person. He is God. Then there is religion. And if there is no God, where is religion? bogus. That would be glad. They have no conception of God. And therefore there is no understanding of religion. That would be declared. This is the cause of declining. And because it is declining, human being becoming more animal. Animal means that it is. No memory. A dog's thumb, there is some devil's thumb. I say that, he goes there. Again he comes. And then no memory. So when this memory is reducing, that means human qualities reduce. But in the Kali Yuga, these eight things will reduce. That means they are becoming like cats and dogs. This is the answer in the first
question. Question number two. The traditional charge against Hinduism is that it is fatalistic, that it inhibits progress by making people slaves to the belief in the inevitability of what is to happen. How far is this charge true?
The charge is false. Those who are charged like that, they do not know what is Hinduism. There is no such thing as Hinduism, but there is mention of Sanatana Dharma, Varnashrama Dharma, that we can find in the scriptures. I have already given note.
Yes, okay.
So, what is the charge?
He says that people are accusing that Hinduism it inhibits the progress of mankind.
What is that progress? Dogs jumping is progress? Is that progress? A dog is running here and there, and you are running on the four wheels. That is a progress. But that is not Vedic system. The Vedic system is that human being has got a certain amount of energy, better energy than the animals. Better consciousness. That should be utilized for spiritual advance. So, whole Vedic system is meant for spiritual advance. The energy is employed in another direction. Not the energy is employed to compete with the dog. Therefore, sometimes those who have no idea of religion, they see that the Hindus is not the proper time, the Indian Celtic persons, they are not busy like the dogs. Because they think the dog race is like, but actual life is a spiritual progress. Therefore, Shastra says, Tasraiva hita prajati hita sovija nalabhate jada bhadamu parjava tarlabhate dukkha vadanna tasupham salena sadbhatra bhavira dangas. A human being should exert the energy for that thing which he did not get and many, many lives. Many, many lives he had been in the form of dogs or demigods or cats, birds, bees. Many. There are 8 million foreigners. So this transmigration is going on. But in everywhere, the business is central business. The dog is busy for central business. Where is food? Where is center? Where is woman or man? And where is defense? The man is also doing the same business in different forms. So this is going on. Life after life, even in small insect, this is also trying for the same thing. Samskaru, ahara migdha abhaya malta. Bird, beast, animal, fish, everywhere, the same stuff. Where is food, where is sex, and where is center, and how to defend. The Shastra says these things we have done many, many lives past, and if we don't get out of this struggle for existence, we'll have to do it again in many, many lives. So these things should be stopped. The Prahlad Maharaj says, therefore, Sukham Indritam Vaitya Deha Jogena Dehina Satvatra Labhate Daivar Jathadukham Madhatanatara. He is advising me, my dear friends, that pleasure, material pleasure, on account of this material body, particular type of body, a dog, it has got a body, and I have got a body. So, my sex pleasure and dog's sex pleasure, there is no difference. The pleasure derived out of sex pleasure is the same. But a dog is not afraid of having sex pleasure on the street before everyone. We hide it later in a nice apartment. But the business is the same. There is no difference. But they are taking this sex pleasure in a nice apartment and very decorated man and all that and electric and so on. This is very advanced. But there is no advanced. And they are making dogs race for this advancement. Superficial. The Prahlad Maharaj says that this is a question of different types of pleasure on account of different types of body. But the pleasure is the same. But according to the different types of body, the pleasure is always fixed up. That is called destiny. A tree has got a certain type of body and it is destroyed. It is already fixed up. You cannot change it. Then let the twig eat halwa. It is not possible. Because he has got a particular type of body, he must eat that. Can anyone, any scientist, can improve the standard of living of a pig? is it possible?
No.
Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, it is already fixed up. Sukham manditam vaitya deha jogena dehina. This pleasure is the same, but according to the body, the uncivilized man in the jungle, they are having the same thing. And we are taking civilization that instead of living in that hut made of leaves, we are living in skyscraper building. This is advanced. But Vedic civilization says, no, this is not advancement. The advancement is self-realization. How much you have realized yourself. Not that from the hut man you have come to skyscraper buildings, that would be that one. Sometimes they misunderstand. In a high court, a judge is sitting, probably doing nothing, and he's getting the highest salary. And another man in the same court, he's working day and hard, rubber stamping, and he's getting not even one tenth of the salary. He thinks I'm so busy and working so hard. I'm not getting any good salary, and this man is sitting only on the bench, and he's getting that salary. So therefore, this is question like that. The basic civilization is for self-realization. The prajati, the kovida. Kovida means very learning. He'll simply try for that thing which was not received, which was not achieved in other life. That means self-realization. Just like we are sometimes charged, escaping. What is the charge?
We're escaping from reality.
Yes. But their reality is dog race. And our reality is to advance in self-realization, Krishna consciousness. There's difference. Therefore, for me, it has been described as mura. Access. Access. And access, why the example is given to the ass? Because the ass was very hard. It rolls on the back, turns up cloth of the waterman. And the waterman in return gives him little morsel of grass. And he stands at the door of the washerman, eats the grass, again loading. But he has no sense that if I go out of this practice of washerman, I can get grass anywhere. Why am I loading so much? The four names are like that. They're busy in the office. Very busy. If you are to say, I'm very busy. So what is your result of this? I'll take 2 pieces of toast and 1 cup of tea. And for this purpose you are so busy? He does not know why he's busy. Because in the books he's finding now the balance was $1,000,000,000, now it has become 2,000. That is satisfaction. But he will eat 2 pieces of bread and 1 cup of tea. When it was $1,000,000, when it was $2,000,000. But still he will work hard. This is called kormiya. Ashes. Work like ashes, without any aim of life. This is the essence. Mura. But Vedic civilization is different. The acquisition is not correct. They are not lazy. They are busy for higher subject matter. And that busyness is so important that Prahlad Maharaj says, beginning from the child, O Bhāra Vāsa Jitra. not lose a second time. So that is very serious. But his assets, they do not see that these men are working like that. Like dogs and asses, but they are escaping. Yes, escaping your fruitless endeavor. So the Vedic civilization was meant for self-realization. Vedic civilization begins from the Varnasa system. Varnasa Masharavata Purusena Parapuma Vishnu Aradhati. How to realize Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of God. Therefore, the system is Varnasa. In another place it is said, Tatrasadhanmam charanamujam hari. The Varnasa means there is division. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Manaprastha, Sannyas. And the ultimate goal is Vishnu Aradhyati. The Supreme Lord should be worshipped. That is the idea. So if Vishnu Aradhyati is available immediately, then you can give up all other occupational duty as a Brahman, as a Kshatriya, as a Vaishya, as a Shudra, as a Brahmacharya, everything. Take it immediately. To Krishna consciousness. This is so important. But that they do not know. Therefore there is no religion. It's simply dog's race. The dog is running on four legs and we are running on four wheels. That's all. And they think the four wheel race is advancement of civilization. But Vedic civilization depends. The Saiva Hika Pragate Kovida. Nanabhati Gada Dhamatam Parjita. Then one can say, then we can do nothing. Yes, practically it is said, do nothing. Whatever is obtainable by you or destiny, you get it. Wherever you are. Get to Krishna consciousness. You get it. How else shall I get it? The Kalina Sadvatra Govidana, by the arrangement of eternal time, everything is available. The example is given that you do not want something distasteful as it comes upon. Similarly, even if you do not want is the happiness for which your destiny will come. Prahlad Maharaj says, Natak Prayasa Tatsambha. You should not waste your energy for material happiness. Because you cannot get material happiness more than what you are destined to have. That is not possible. So how shall I live? Because you get something, distressful condition, although you do not want. Who wants? In our country, Mahatma Gandhi was killed by his own country. So who did want it? Or why did it come? He was a great man. He was protected by his sovereignty. But still, he was to be killed. Destiny, he was killed. Who can protect? So he, distress condition can compulsory upon me. The other condition, the opposite number also will come. Why shall I waste my time for this rectification? Let me utilize my energy for Krishna consciousness. That is interesting. You cannot check your destiny. The third question is,
that the charge is that Hinduism is fatalistic. Therefore, people are not making progress because they...
They are misguided. First of all, the Hinduism is also misguided. There is no such thing as Hinduism. It is Sanatana Dharma and Varnasrama. Do not know how this word, most probably it was given by the Mohammedans, Hindus. But there is no such thing. In Bhagavad Gita, I don't find any word as Hindu. Is there any word? Throughout the whole? There is no such thing.
There's a second part to this question also from the top. They ask if it's false that actually Hinduism is not fatalistic, or Sanatana Dharma is not fatalistic.
No, fatalistic in this sense that the destiny cannot be changed. That I have given all the religion. With Mahatma Gandhi, nobody expected that he would be killed by his own country. Why is that? But this means destiny cannot change. This is a prominent example that Mahatma Gandhi was in a big meeting. Who expected that Mahatma Gandhi would be killed? And by his own countrymen. But he was done. That is destiny. You cannot check it. So, our point is, that the whole Vedic religion is, that destiny means a certain amount of happiness in this material world, nobody is enjoying uninterested happiness. That is not possible. A certain amount of so-called happiness and certain amount of so-called distance, there must be all. So, as you cannot check your distress condition of life, similarly you cannot check your happy condition. It will come automatically. So don't waste your time for these things. You better utilize your energy for advancing Krishna consciousness. So those who are not Krishna conscious, they think that these people are wasting.
So then, is it true then that people who have this conception, they would not try for progress?
And that progress, it means that if you try progress vaguely, what is the use of that? If it is a fact, you cannot change your destiny. So why should you try for that? Better, that is it. So Shaiva Hita process. Therefore, whatever energy of God, he utilizes it for understanding Krishna consciousness. Make it clear. Just like our society. We are, our main business is how to make advancement in Krishna consciousness. We are not very enthusiastic to open big factories and big money-earning machines. No, we are not interested. We'll be satisfied with the amount of happiness and distress. What about your destiny? Let us utilize our energy for Krishna consciousness. This is it. So, the Vedic civilization is meant for realization of God. Vishnu Aradhati. So they try for that. Now at the present moment, actually the Varnashram Dharmi, they were tried for economic development. You'll find in India still thousands of men getting bath in the Ganges. And the Kumbh Mela, And you are doing in Kumbh Mela. And the Kumbh Mela, millions of people are coming to take bathing in the Ganges. Because they are interested. How to become liberated. They are not lazy. They are going thousands of miles, 2,000 miles away to take bathing in the Prayag. So they are not lazy. But they are not busy in the dog's way. Janisha sarvabhutana, the same Jagu. Samjani. Samjani. It is night. He does not sleep. Others are sleeping. So, similarly, the dogs and asses, they think that they are not working. They are working. A different platform. So the Vedic civilization, which is practiced in India, now it is distorted. But actually, they are not lazy, they are very, very busy. Not only very, very busy, but from they are trying to become fertilized from the very beginning of life. Pumaram. Prakta dharmāna bhāgavata. That is the point. They are not lazy. They are so busy that one should begin the business from the very child. So it is a wrong conception that they are lazy.
So then if this is false, that actually they are not...
They do not know what is the aim of life. They think that they are not racing like dogs. That's what they are lazy. But they are busy, very busy, from the childhood. But they have no eyes to see what his business means.
The second point is, in connection with this question, that there's a certain class of people in India, he describes them as being advanced, well-meaning and highly educated people in India today, that they're accusing Hinduism of inhibiting progress, and he wants to know why is it.
That is explained. They do not know what is progress. The Vedic civilization is not interested in this so-called false progress. That's like from hut to skyscraper. They think this is progress. But the Vedic civilization thinks how much he is advancing self-realization, either he is in cottage or a skyscraper. But if he wastes his time to turn the huts into skyscraper, then the whole life is finished. And next time he is going to be a dog. He does not know. That's all.
Srila Prabhupada, they want to know how can this be counteracted, this idea?
I make everything clear.
Would you like to hear the next question, Srila Prabhupada?
Well, it is clear, huh?
Yes.
So long it is not clear, you can go on.
No.
I see. One question after one question.
The point was made by you that they don't understand what actual progress is.
Actually, destiny cannot be changed. That I have already given. In Mahatma Gandhi could not. The destiny cannot check.
But then the question may be raised, if destiny cannot be checked, then why not, when a child is born, simply let him, like an animal, run around and whatever happens?
No, that is the advantage of him. You can train him spiritually. That is false. Therefore it is a tasaiva heta prajati heta kovida. For that purpose you engage your energy. That is open. Ahitukiyaprati-hata. The devotion and fair means Krishna consciousness, aprati-hata. It cannot be checked. Material destiny can be checked, cannot be checked. Similarly, your advancement in spiritual life cannot be checked if you are in the world.
Then
But your advancement of so-called material happiness, that is already this thing, you cannot take it. Try to understand.
So then in terms of advancing in spiritual life, actually we can say that the Sanatana Dharma is fatalistic, that there is actually an endeavor towards progress.
Fatalistic, I've given this example also. That's like a man is condemned by the law court to be hanged. Nobody can kill. Nobody can say. Even the same judge who has given this verdict, he cannot say. But if he begs for the mercy of the king, he can say. He can go all above the king. Therefore, Kanmani Nidhati, King Pika Bhakti Vaya, the Brahma Swami said, he said, that destiny can be changed by Krishna for his devotee. Otherwise, it is not. If one is condemned to death, Krishna can take it. Otherwise, it is falsehood. Thank Krishna. Aham Pasarva Papi Brahma Prasada. I shall give you protection from all the action of sinful. Suppose you have to be killed by somebody on account of the sinful activity. Nobody can say it, ordinarily, but Krishna can say it. Otherwise, Krishna is telling false. Aham Pasarva Papi Brahma Prasada. I shall give you protection. So therefore our business should be only to surrender to Krishna. And if we artificially want to be more happy by economic development, that is not possible. That is not possible.
Question number three?
The first of all, here, by your soul, Melfos.
It may take several issues to...
Does it try to understand? What is it? He means that your destiny cannot be changed. That is that. But in spite of your destiny, it will try for the sapasasness. Otherwise, why Prahlad Maharaj is asking his friends, Kumarohan, the destiny cannot be changed, then why is asking? It is not the destiny means material business. That you cannot change. But it can also be changed when you are in Susan.
What is the meaning of a pratyata? That you said that spiritual development can be changed.
Pratyata, suppose you are destined to suffer. So, apratyata, in spite of your so-called suffering, the suffering will be reduced, or there will be no suffering. But in spite of suffering, you can make progress in spiritual life. That's why Prahlad Maharaj himself, his father was putting in so many suffering conditions, but it was not impossible. He was making progress. He didn't care for father's putting him into so many suffering. That is why, up to you. If you want to execute Krishna consciousness, your material condition of life cannot check it. That is why. But so far, material condition, that cannot be checked. You have to suffer. But in case of devotee, that suffering also can be stopped. Otherwise, Krishna's bhajan is false. Ananta asarva bhavibho. Suffering is there on account of my sinful activities. But Krishna says, Ananta asarva bhavibho mukha sanimasu. Make it clear. Ordinarily, destiny cannot be checked. Therefore, instead of wasting your time to change your economic condition and material destiny, you employ this energy for Krishna consciousness. That cannot be changed. Yes, so far, there are so many men, we can see, they are working so hard. Does it mean that everyone has become called, roughly say that? Why? Everyone is trying his best. Mr. Ford was to become a rich man, his destiny was there, he became. But does it mean that other man who has worked so hard like Ford, he has become like a Ford? No. This is practical. You cannot change your destiny simply by working hard like ass and dog. But you can utilize that energy for improving your Krishna consciousness. Yes, okay? You are destined to be killed by instantaneous, was that? Such a big man, such big vigilance and so many people were guarding him and still, you see, in the meeting. Why is Mahatma Gandhi your president? That's Kennedy. Was less protection was certain? No, everything was there. Everything was there, but it still was there. Who can stop this destiny? The destiny cannot understand. There are fatalists, they know for my material happiness or distress, it cannot be checked. It will happen. So why shall I waste my energy for this purpose? Let me utilize this energy for advancing into the home. Therefore, he said, Tasseva heta pradate ta kovi, nalabhate yada bhamata. That is intimate.
Destiny cannot be changed, what does Krishna mean when he says, be thou happy by the sacrifice? When Krishna says, be thou happy by the sacrifice, what does he mean if destiny cannot be changed like that? One can be more happy by the
sacrifice. You don't know what is meant by sacrifice?
Krishna.
Yes, what is to please Krishna? If Krishna is pleased, he can change this. Karmani nidvahati kintita bhaktivāra. Sacrifice means to please Krishna. Jagga. Jagga means to please Krishna. The whole Ara Krishna Pāsāsa movement means to please Krishna. That is the whole program. In all other business, there is no question of pleasing Krishna. When they declare war, one nation to another, there is no question of pleasing Krishna, of pleasing their means. The two big, big wars, it is not for pleasing Krishna. The German wanted that their sense gratification is being hampered by the Britishers, declared war. That means it was a war of sense gratification. The Britishers are satisfying their sense gratification. We cannot do more or less. Fight. But there is no question of pleasing Krishna. Then?
Question number 3. It is said that the greatest strength of Hinduism is its Catholicity, or breadth of outlook, broadness of vision. But that this is also the greatest weakness, in that there is very little common prescribed religious observances which are obligatory for all, as in other religions. Is it necessary and possible to outline certain basic minimum observances for all Hindus?
So far basic religion is concerned, it is not for the Hindus that is to be understood. The Sanatana Dharma, it is for all living entities, all human beings. It is called Sanatana Dharma, that I have already explained. The living entity is Sanatana, God is Sanatana, and there is Sanatana Dharma, Prasasmata Bhavarya, Bhavarya Sanatana. And when Krishna describes Sanatana in the 11th chapter, he described as Sanatana, Sanatana. So, actually, the basic system is called Sanatana Dharma, not Hindu Dharma. It's a wrong concept. So, Sanatana Dharma is meant for all living entities, not the so-called Hindu, Muslim, Christian, for everyone. That is Sanatana. These are later misconceptions, Hinduism and this is Hinduism. Actually, it is called Sanatana or Vannasana. That is meant for everyone. But because it was being followed regularly in India, and Indians were called by the Muslims on the other side of the river, Sindh or Sindhu, and they pronounced Sindh as Hind. Therefore, they call India as Hindustan, means on the other side of Sindhu or Hindu river. Otherwise, it has no basic reference. So the Hindu Dharma has no Vedic reference. Real Vedic Dharma is Sanatana Dharma, Varnasana. First of all, you have to understand. Now that Sanatana Dharma, Vedic Dharma being distorted, not being obeyed, not being carried properly, it has come to the understanding of Hindus. That is a fake understanding. That is not real understanding. We have to study Sanatana Dharma and Varnasrama. Then we will understand. That is basic reason.
So is there anything obligatory or prescribed for all people who follow this religion? That
yes, Sanatana
observance that
they must do. Sanatana, every living entity is eternal. Sanatana. God is eternal. And we can live with God in a place which is called Sanatana Bhava. So, this reciprocation is called Sanatana Bhava. The basic religion means this Sanatana, not Hindu dharma, Muslim dharma, this dharma. Did it?
Tamaksharam paramam viritavyam, tamas vishvasya param nidhanam, tamavyaya shashvata dharma gopta, sanatanastram purusho matome.
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes.
You are the supreme primal objective. You are the best in all the universes. You are inexhaustible, and you are the oldest. You are the maintainer of religion, the eternal personality of Godhead.
This is what? Krishna is eternal, we are eternal, and the place we live, extending our feelings, that is eternal. And the system, his teachers, his eternal system of reciprocation. That is Darshanatma. That is meant for everyone.
What daily prescribed religious observances would one who is aspiring for this Sanatana Dharma, what would they do? What kind of daily prescribed religious observance? Because the complaint is that within this Hinduism, or let's say Sanatana Dharma, there's such a breadth of, there's so much variegatedness in different types of
Why do you go to variegatedness? Why don't you take the real purpose of religion from Krishna? Krishna says, this is real dharma. Sarva-dharma, paritya-dharma, arya-kamsa. Why don't you take that? Why you are going to variegated things or varieties under the name of so-called Hinduism? Why do you go there? Why don't you take that vice of the Sanatana? Krishna, you don't take what is Sanatana Dharma, what Sanatana God says, and you say, how we can come to the right point, avoiding so many varieties. Why you go to the variety? Take to this one consciousness, other than one person. Why don't you do that?
How can people practically do this on a daily basis?
How we are doing? Isn't that practical? They manufacture their own way of religion. And that is not practical. You take this practical system. What is it? Man manaho man bhakta madhya. Where is impracticality? You simply think of Krishna. Because his devotee worship Krishna. Or just offer little obeisances to Krishna. What is the difference? Why don't you do that? Krishna says, this is it. If you do this, you come to me. Man mana bhava mad bhakta mad jaya. Mami vaishyasi, vasami sa, without any doubt, you come to me. Why didn't you do that? Sarvadan man tarpa jya mamaya. Why you remain Hindu? Why you remain Muslim? Why you remain Christian? Give up all this nonsense. Just surrender to Krishna. I am devotee of Krishna, servant of Krishna. Take this. Are you listening to me? Immediate? Yes? Krishna says, Sarva-dharmān paritrajya. So why you want to remain Hindu? And try to adjust him? Dharma means dharma prasāsāt bhagavat pranotā. God says, that is dharma. The God says that you give up all this, you just surrender it. Take that dharma. Why you want to remain a Hindu? And who is a Hindu who doesn't accept the authority of Krishna? Who is a Hindu? If any Hindu says, even Akunda, that I don't care for Krishna and Bhagavan, he will immediately reject it. It is madness. Why don't you take Krishna's instruction? Why do you go outside? Therefore your trouble is there. You do not know what is religion. You do not know what is Hinduism. What is Sanatana Dharma. You do not know anything. And actually practically, see, that now in our consciousness movement, there are so-called Hindu, so-called Muslims. They do not care for Muslim or Hindu or Christian. They are now taking care of Krishna, that's all. If you take care of false religious systems, then you suffer. you take real religious sister, then you be happy.
Sometimes it's also seen say that Muslims and Hindus, they will be converted to Christianity. And the same argument can be given. So what would be the difference for the, in this case, that one is identifying himself as Christian or one is identifying himself as devotee of Krishna?
First of all, you have to understand what is religion. Religion is God's law. You have to understand. Religion does not mean your manufactured, concocted idea. What God says, that is religion. So here Krishna is God. He is saying, therefore this is religion. Is it clear? Make it clear. So long one point is not clear, don't go to it.
Yes.
Next.
Especially he's trying to inquire that it appears in India, for example, today.
And in India, they have given us the real religious system, Sanatana Dharma, Bhagavan Dharma. It is actually, they have accepted the Hardcore thing, which is for Hindus. Therefore, there is God.
So then you...
Everywhere, but in India especially, the Vedic religion means Parnasambha. That is, Krishna says, God says, Chakrupannam Maya system. That is, what is called, obligated. The same law is obligatory. You cannot say that I don't take this law. No, you have to take it if you want to have it, happy. You cannot become outlaw. Then you will not be happy. You will be punished. So God says, Maya system. It is given my name. So how you can deny it? And that is it. Dharma to bhagav, sat-sat bhagavatpani yoga. Dharma means the order given by the God. So God says, the chatupannam maya system guna karma vivahara. For the proper management of human society, there should be these four divisions, social divisions. So we have to take it.
This would be the description for all people? Who is
everyone, for all people. There must be on the head the intelligent class somewhere with his advice. The next class, that is all given in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. But when you become Krishna conscious, you can give up all these regulative principles directly. Therefore, Krishna sarva dharma and paristajya. Brahman dharma, Kshatriya dharma, this dharma, therefore Hindu dharma, Muslim dharma. You give up everything simply so that because the ultimate aim of dharma is to come to Krishna. If directly come to me, then everything is all right.
So much others, people, they can talk their own system. And they say, this is the way to go.
So they let them survive? What can be done? What can be done? If you don't take the laws of the state, you manufacture your own laws, then you suffer. The state says, keep to the right, and if you make your own law, keep to the left, then you suffer.
So many innocent people are all...
The innocent suffer. Intelligent never suffer. Only the rascals, innocent, they suffer. Innocent means rascal also. He does not know what he's supposed to do. The rascal is also innocent. The child is innocent, but he's a rascal. It does not mean, because he's innocent, he's not rascal. Rascal means he's innocent. The child does not know that if I touch fire, it will burst. That's why he's a rascal. But because his child is innocent, he will not be excused. The rascal and innocent are the same category. Innocence of law is not no excuse. You go to the court and you say, sir, I did not know there is law like this. But that doesn't mean you must suffer. So why should you come? He gives advice. But you do this. Don't remain innocent and that's it. Then he says, why should you stick to this? Rascal. His personal advice. He says, Sarvudharman Paritrajya Mamekam Sarvam. Why you are sitting to Hinduism and Muslimism and Christianism? Why? That is rascal. Step to his advice and he will.
That is
considered
their destiny. They don't know how to please God, so
that's
simply part of their happiness and distress.
Whatever it may be, now Krishna is asking you give up this lesson. You do it. Don't go to the history. He says you give up. You give up. Sir. Then you are first. That is Krishna. We are going to the history. You see, maybe something else. But now he says directly, give up. You give up. That's all. Then he says, give up. That is, that part is clear now.
Question number 4. Even a well-read, widely traveled, and enlightened editor like the late Sri Frank Moresh, I think that's like
Moresh,
M-O-R-E-S.
Jesus.
I don't know.
He's late, so he has died.
He wasn't like equated Hindu ethos with casteism. He equated that Hindu culture or Hindu ethos and casteism is one and the same. Will the fundamental values of Hinduism be in any way affected by the eradication of casteism towards which a concerted effort is now being made at all levels?
But this cannot be done. This is another foolishness. Because Krishna says, Chatubandham Maya system, Gunatanma Vibhara. But the difficulty is the caste system is coming on account of false notion that a Brahman is the son of a Brahman. That is caste. But Krishna does not say. He says, by quality and what? He never says, by birth. So, this so-called casteism in India, that is a false notion of Chatubandham.
real Chaturvarna means Guna Karma Vibhag. One must be qualified. And how one is qualified, that is also described. Sattva Sama Dama Siddhita Ajava Jnanam Vidyana Vastika. So there must be education. It is not that to abolish the caste system, which is contaminated by false conception of birthright concept. These wrong caste systems should be abolished. And training centers should be opened. How to train a person to become Brahmana, to become Kshatriya, Guna Karma Vibhag. So you cannot avoid it. But because you have misconceived the caste, that should be abolished. And the system recommended by Krishna, that should be taken. Otherwise, you cannot avoid it. The caste system will remain. Just like truthfulness. So all over the world, you will find somebody who is truthful. Why do you take it? His father was truthful, therefore he is truthful. This is nonsense. This is nonsense. Krishna never said that. His father had maybe he was not possible, but his son is Hula. Or is it? It's not that one has to become exactly like the father. It may be that is any possibility, but it is not a fact that the son becomes like the father. That's fair. So similarly, the first-class man is truthful. Now, wherever you find a truthful man, it classifies him as Brahmin. That is one thing. Why do you care that here is a son of truthful man, therefore he is there? That is misconception. You have to pick up the truthful man all over the world and classify them as Brahmins. That we are doing. If you follow this principle, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating, you are well. Come on. His father may be meat eater or gambler or drunkard, but he is agreeing. All right, come on, this one. You are welcome. Then he will do. He cannot abolish the truthful class of men. You will find truthful men everywhere. So you have to pick up. So Krishna says that, Chatatpandam Maya Guna Karma. So you pick up the quality of man and put them in the Brahminical class. And then next Kshatriya class, then Vaishya class, then Shudra class. But you cannot abolish the system. That is a false system. Because more or less there will be a class of men who are truthful. You cannot abolish. More or less there will be a class of men who are sinful. So as soon as you want to pick up from a family, then it is mistake. That caste system should be abolished. But the real classification, not caste, it's classification. Intelligent class of men, a truthful class of men, a fighter class of men, that will continue all over the world. You cannot abolish it. Even if you abolish caste system in India, you cannot abolish the class of truthfulness. That is not possible. In spite of so much degradation, a class of man will remain truthful. A class of man will remain sinful. More or less. You cannot abolish it. So, this is false attempt.
have this past system is also false. It is not based on the Jantra's teaching of past.
You're saying rather it's a classification according to the quality of a man.
Yes, that is wanted. That must be there.
And what will be the benefit of classifying men according to their quality?
The benefit will be then the whole thing will go in order. That is already described many times. That must be brain. That must be arms, that must be belly, that must be legs, for the complete composition of the body. If there is no brain, there is no head, then what is the use of these arms and legs and belly? It is all dead. So in the society, human society, if there is not a class of selected, truthful, honest, and communication, pollution, then society is ruined. Therefore they are perplexed. Everyone is a sudra. Go to the factory. That's all. Go to the factory and bring money. And he's getting $25 or $50 daily and immediately purchasing wine and flat on Bawari. It produces men, useless men, disturbing in the human society. Cannot make classless. If you make classless, naturally they will all sudra, fourth class men. Then they will society chaos.
Another part of this question, same question. If the Harijans, who constitute a sizable population amongst the Hindus, are made to feel that they're very...
These are artificial. The Harijan word was used by Gandhi unnecessarily for a class of men who are not fit for the police. Harijan means the men of Hari. They're saying Narada. Narada is called Harijan. Their devotee is called Harijan. The person related with Hari. But if you select some Gandhis and Chamas and keep them as he is, and a rubber stamp is, there is a Harijan. So what will be? There is no harm to pick up a low class man and to elevate him to the position of Harijan. There is no impediment. You can do it. But if you keep him a low class man and if you stamp him Harijan, so what will be ready? It's that we are initiating selected man. Are you ready to follow these rules and regulations? And he says, then come on, become Hari. Not that I keep myself in the same abominable condition of life when I shall become Hari. So this Harijan word has come from Gandhi. He did not try to make him real Harijan. He simply rubber stamp. So what is the value of this Hari?
There's another section to this question. In other words, how can all sections of Hindus be made to take an equal interest and have the same sense of belonging to the Hindu religion?
Now why are you sticking to the Hindu religion? Any Hindu will accept Bhagavad Gita and Krishna. So why not ask them to take Krishna? Why so-called Hinduism? Who is a Hindu who will deny the authority of Krishna? Is he a Hindu? Every Hindu observes Janmashtami, the birthday of Krishna. So why do they not take Krishna's advice and remain practically Hindu?
they will not take advice of Krishna, and they, how they can cleanse the Hindu.
So can all people have an equal interest in religion, despite their different classifications?
Yes, that I have already explained, that any human, civilized man, he has got some religion. Because religion, basic principle of religion is reference to God. So here is God. What God says, if you take that system, then it will be perfect. Not only for the Hindus, for Christians, for Mohammedans, for everyone. And that is being practically done in our Krishna consciousness movement. We have got devotees from all groups of human society, and that technique is practical. There is no difficulty. So Hindus, Muslims, Christians, everyone takes to this Krishna religion. Krishna is Christian. Not Christian, but Krishna. The word Krishna is also a Greek word. From this Krishna, the Christ has come. So instead of C-H-R-I, K-R-I, the same thing. Christian or Christian or Christian. Krishna is also another broken spelling of Krishna. In India, if one's name is Krishna, we say Krishna. My younger brother, his name was Krishna. So we are calling him Krishna. So Krishna, Christian. Actually, if we take the root meaning, Christian means Christian. Or Christian. And that is a controversial point. But everyone can take to Krishna. Then, everything will be settled. Sarvadharmān paripajñamāme sam. Make everything clear.
Would you like to go on, Śrīla Prabhupāda?
No, you can go.
Next question. Swami Vivekananda. He had given a positive suggestion that one of the best ways for the Harijans to command respect amongst all sections of
people... Well, Vivekananda was there when Harijan word was manufactured by Gandhi. At that time, Vivekananda was not there. Why is he pulling Vivekananda?
Vivekananda had already died when...
Long ago.
He's just using the word Harijan in place of Sudra, what was formerly untouchable.
And he can use that as the Harijan word was manufactured by Gandhi.
Right.
Vivekananda died sometime 1900, I do not exactly remember. When Gandhi's movement was not started, Gandhi's movement was started in 1970, long ago, Vivekananda died.
Anyway, his question is, Swami Vivekananda has given a positive suggestion that one of the best ways for Harijans to command respect among all sections of people is to learn Sanskrit, the study of which is being neglected even by Brahmins today. What incentives can be given to Harijans to learn Sanskrit, the repository of Indian culture and religion?
That is another misdeed. They will never be able to learn Sanskrit. And neither it is possible that by learning Sanskrit they will be elevated. There are many Sanskrit scholars. So how they are elevated? They are rotting. it is very good suggestion. Yes. If the Harijan actually becomes Harijan, then it will be. That training we can give. This Krishna consciousness moment is that we can make a reason, now they understand Harijan means he must be a Chamar Sanghi. But that is not the actual. Harijan means devotee. People. Man of Hari. So, in spite of their illiteracy in Sanskrit language, we can make him Harijan. Actually. So, why do you take the trouble of learning Sanskrit? Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, man hi paatha papas sutya dhiti su papajana. Papajani means low grade, but anyone that includes the tamas vangi, they can be purified if they take to the center of Krishna. Because Krishna says, ahamta sarva papam bhama khosyami. The best thing is to induce them to come to Krishna. Then they will be purified. And the simple method is recommended by Krishna himself and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his incarnation. This Krishna engages them in Sankirtan movement, which is being posed by the Krishna consciousness movement, and they will be purified. They don't require to learn Sanskrit as it is. Let them chant Hare Krishna, they will be purified. And if you want to teach them Sanskrit, it will take 3,000 years. That's impossible.
It is a fact, though, that the repository of Indian culture and religion is Sanskrit. So are you saying, then, that the Harijans, or these class of people...
Yes, it is Sanskrit, but the Vedic mantras are received not by learning Sanskrit, but by hearing from the authorized person. Therefore, it is called Shruti. It is in Sanskrit because there was no other language. Sanskrit was the only language. So now they have been translated into English. So it doesn't matter whether it is in Sanskrit or English. One has to learn it by hearing from the proper person. That is what. It is the Vedic mantra that is called Shruti, not Sanskrit. It is called Shruti. Shruti means the first business is yes. Tajjidjanathamsa guru me vavilat. What is it? Purpose of going to guru. Means to guru is the authorized person from here, from him here. So it doesn't require that one has to learn Sanskrit. We have got so many disciples. It is not that they first of all learn Sanskrit. They heard. It may be in Sanskrit language or in English language. It doesn't matter. Let him hear the real fact. That is what. Although the Vedic mantras are in Sanskrit, the process to understand is to hear. To hear, it may be any language. To hear and understand, then it becomes. It is not the Sanskrit language. It is the hearing which is important.
So will this bring respect?
Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Hear and chant about Vishnu. That is what. Not Kirtvatta, Dhikvatta, Dhupvatta. No. That is not that. Nahi nahi rakshati, duking karam. Is it not very? If that becomes a Sanskrit scholar, Dhupvatta, Dhikvatta, Dhupvatta. That is not very. Nahi nahi rapsati, do sing karam. Bhajagovindam, Bhajagovindam, Bhajagovindam. So they are thinking by learning Sanskrit, they will become perfect. And what did they do? Don't try. So if you learn five states, then you become Buddha. So if I learn that answer, then you become Buddha. That is one. If you learn five states, there is no harm. But it is not the only condition that you have to learn Sanskrit, then you will be able. Who knows in our time, Sanskrit? Who knows Sanskrit? I mean, he may know little. Sanskrit, then.
His question is to the Prabhupada, especially, is that Harijans are very downtrodden. And
downtrodden, you keep them downtrodden, you manufacture wine and let them drink, and he will be uplifted. One side, you are manufacturing wine and advertising, come on, stay here. And he remains, become Harijan. How is it possible? You must stop all this nonsense. The slaughterhouse, the liquor shop, or the brewery, or the prostitute quarter. Stop this. That cannot be also stopped. Anyone who wants to become Harijan, he can become, in spite of all this. He can defend himself.
So should there be some effort?
What is that effort?
Make the Harijans respectable, or at least low-cut.
Anyone can be respectable. That is already described. Mangi paatho papasi. Kirato hunanda pulinda pukkasad hira samma jamana fasad. Everyone can be. Shuddhanti. They can be filled. But if you take this real process, this is Krishna consciousness process. Otherwise, simply by learning Sanskrit, what will be? There are so many big book Sanskrit scholars in India. There are a lot of them in this state. What is it? You have met so many scholars. What is their position? That Prabhakaruna, who was my first student, he is the biggest Sanskrit scholar. And what is his position? He got busy position also, but he could not stay. If one's mind is not fixed, he learns Sanskrit and knows Sanskrit. To make a good man, is it not necessary that one has to learn Sanskrit? He can be made good, provided he fully surrenders to Krishna. Sarvai gunai tattva samasate isura. Vashkasi bhakti bhagavati apintana. If one has got unflinching faith and devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and sarvai gunai tattva samasate, all good qualities will develop automatically. Rāva bhaktasya puto mahatvana. If he is not a devotee, he will hover over the mental contraction. Then he'll remain in the material place. Never mind, he's a Sanskrit scholar of this or that.
If you'd like to hear another question, please come to me. It is said that while the Shrutis embody the eternal truths of Hinduism, the Smritis, which embody the rules of conduct, need to be revised according to the dictates of the changing times. Will such a stand be acceptable to all sections of Hindus? And if so, how can the new Smritis come into being? And who will give them sanction and sanctity?
The authority is that he has taken the Mahaprabhu. He is giving authority. The Shastra is giving authority that in this age, Kali Yuga, it is full of faults, the ocean of faults. And Sukadeva Goswami is giving direction. Kalau dosa nidhe ralam, ti asti eko mahan guna,
Kirtanariva Krishna Sa Mukta Sangha Parambhaja. So, although we say there are so many faults, it is like the ocean of faults. But still there is one very great advantage. But simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, one becomes purified. So, this smriti invention we should take up, and actually we see all over the world how it is purifying all section of people. So take this, then smriti smriti. Yes, everything will be fulfilled. The easiest method, Kirtanadeva Krishna Samukta Sangha Parangha.
So the Shrutis are eternally set.
This is based on Shruti. Sabhyatanabhati in the Vedanta Sutra. Simply by chanting. Sabhyat, Brahma, Sabhya, Brahma. Sabhyatanabhati in the Vedanta Sutra. By chanting the holy name of Lord, one can become liberated.
The Smritis are based on the Shruti?
Yes, Smriti is based. Bhagavad Gita is considered smriti. So Bhagavad Gita also says, Sadatam Chitayantangamam, Yadantasvajivabhita. The Smriti Smriti.
Certainly.
Puranadi, Brahma Vaibhatva Puran, Harinnama, Harinnama, Harinnama. And it is practiced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna Varnam Sita Krishnam Sangha Pangasipara. Krishna Varnam Sita. All is chanting Hare Krishna. So these are the evidences. To introduce this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, everyone will be purified.
Is smriti more than just rules of conduct?
Yes. Smriti means the Vedas are considered as taken as smriti, but simply by hearing, one cannot understand that what smriti is there explained. Purayati iti purana. Complete. The Vedic mantra is not always understood. Just like the Vedanta mantra, Janmadrashyatataha, this is very short time. That's Bhagavata explained. Janmadrashyatataha, Annyat, Varasastha, Atsesu, Arigna, Sarai. This one. The smriti is explanation. Either you say Shruti or Shruti, subject matter is the same. But these are the evidences, Shruti, Shruti, Puranadi, Tantra, Shruti, Vilindra. You cannot be purified or become actually God's conscious without reference to this Shruti, Shruti. So we are pushing on this Krishna consciousness movement. It is not musical. It is based on Shruti, Shruti, Tantra, Shruti, Vilindra. That will become an effect.
Is it necessary from time to time to change the smriti?
That it cannot be changed.
Smriti cannot be changed?
Nothing can be changed. But according to the time, you have to just like to encourage you, the smriti order is Kirtanadeva Krishnastha Mukta Sangha Parambhaja. So you have to do this. Just like a physician gives a medicine, that morning you take this medicine, in the evening you take this medicine. It is not a change of treatment. It is according to the time, different medicine. But it is recommended by the physician, not by your will. The Shruti Shruti cannot be changed. But they have recommended different processes, different time. So the reference to the Shruti Shruti is there, authority is there.
So there's no
you cannot modify.
There's no question then of, as he says, new smriti.
No. New smriti, we may take it, new smriti, that's right. Smriti is smriti, that is not new. You have to give reference to the past, smriti, smriti. Otherwise it's not. Vedic praman, sabda praman, Otherwise, there is no evidence. It is invalid. Not valid. You cannot change the original Sufi city, but you have to take the timely recommendation. Just like Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Harinama, 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 Yvakeva. Kalo Nasriva, Nasriva, Nasriva. You know? This is the only method to take. But this is Sufi city prama.
They may say that if this is a method, then how does deity worship fit into the stream?
Mm-hmm. You can avoid even deity worship, but you cannot avoid chanting.
Mm-hmm. Their idea is to abolish deity worship.
Huh?
Their idea is to abolish deity worship. They consider it antiquated.
If you want, why you should try to avoid it? That means you are disregarding the Sufi city. But that is not the policy that you should avoid. It is not possible, just like it is not possible to introduce the deity worship everywhere, anywhere, it doesn't matter, you can't have it. It is not avoiding. It is the circumstance that does not make very favorable. Just like I did not introduce the deity worship in the beginning. That was not possible. But when there is favorable condition, introduce. That is not avoiding. That is conditional. But especially chanting, that is possible in any condition of life. That is possible.
So there's no question then, as he says, bringing new smritis which would come into being if someone would give them sanction and authority. The position has
been... But there cannot be new smritis. We are giving this sanction to Hare Krishna Mahamantra because it is already there in the Sruti. But for this time it is suitable. I am taking a certain type of medicine in the evening, it is already recommended by the physician. I am not doing it whimsically. So whimsically you cannot change. It must have reference to the Sufi Sruti, Purana.
Can anyone change the rules of conduct?
Nobody can change. Nobody can change. But rules and regulations for different times, different circumstances are there in the Sufi Sruti. We have to take it. It cannot change.
And who will sanction that application?
Yes, that's like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, his authority, his acharya.
The acharya must sanction for the particular time.
We are following the footsteps of Prince of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is not Hinduism. You have to follow the authority in all circumstances. You cannot avoid. That is illegal. And it will have no power, just like all of a sudden you get a low class man, a hurryman. It will not stay. But you can make hurryman any class of man, provided you adopt the proper means.
I think one more question that would be appropriate because it kind of ties in with this last question. Number 7. Hinduism has always renewed or revitalized itself according to the needs of the times. In today's context, are any corrections called for? And if so, who will bring them about? And how can they be brought about and made acceptable to all the masses?
Ask the one. Who will take it? So Krishna has given already, according to the time, yes, summarized the whole Vedic scripture in the Bhagavad Gita. But why? Who is taking it? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the acharyas, they have explained how to accept Krishna consciousness of Krishna's instructions. The first thing you must be ready to catch the presentation according to the time and circumstances. Then everything will be all right. If you manifested your own way of life, if you don't catch it from the authority, then it will be failure. Just like this Harijan. Harijan is a very good idea. Not everyone Harijan. But Harijan is being picked up from the lowest class of man, the Bhangis and Samas. That is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita, Papajoni. But how this Papajoni can be purified? Manjipatabhapasritya. By accepting Krishna as everything, that means full surrender. Then he can use his papajoni, he can be achieved. But if there is no question of surrender to Krishna, and if you rubber stamp a low class man that he has become Harijan, how will you accept it? The condition is there. Man he passes, they pass it. Find out this word.
Mam hiparta vyapta shritya yeti siu papa joniya striyo vaisas kata sudras te ti yanti param gatim. O son of Pita, those who take shelter in me, though they be of lower birth, women, vaisas, as well as sudras, can approach the supreme destination.
Yes. The condition is
those who take shelter.
Mahatma Gandhi manifested the Harijan as well, there is a seeking that you take shelter of Krishna. So how this Harijan will be effective? The condition is there. Manhi Pato Bhapasi. Read the purpose.
It is clearly declared here by the Supreme Lord that in devotional service there is no distinction between the lower or higher classes of people. In the material conception of life there are such divisions, but for a person engaged in transcendental devotional service to the Lord, there are not. Everyone is eligible for the supreme destination. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated that even the lowest, who are called chandalas, dog eaters, can be elevated by association with a pure devotee. Therefore, devotional servants and guidance of a pure devotee are so strong that there is no discrimination between the lower and higher classes of men. Anyone can take to it. The most simple man taking center of the pure devotee can be purified by proper guidance.
Yes. The guidance means how to take him to Krishna self. Then he will be. All right. The guidance is wrong. No question of Krishna. And he simply by rubber stamping. Here is the Harijan. How will you be able to? That will dispel you. He remains the same drunkard, same Nikita, and he becomes Harijan. How will you be? The guidance is wrong. From this time, what could? He must be guided.
You started this explanation by saying, but who will take it? So is this to say that this religion that you're speaking of is not trying to be made acceptable to the masses, or is it only for those who will take it?
No. Unless you take it, you have it called some religion. So that requires guidance. Just try to make a child educated. There is teacher, literally. Automatically, how you can. A child, now you give him a rubber stamp. Now you are in it. You give him it. He must be guided to pass him with the examination. Then he is in it. And because he is born in a certain family, he cannot be in it. That is not the fact. He can be any, provided the guidance is there, training is there. He can become any. It doesn't matter
that he, because he is low born, he cannot become him. No, he can become. The training is how to take shelter of Krishna. Then he goes back to all that.
It appears from his question that his idea is that Hinduism is so flexible that whatever condition of life the masses are in, Hinduism will kind of envelop them and they can still call themselves Hindus. But what you're saying is that actually...
Now we are already rooted, there is no such thing as Hinduism. It's the Vedic culture. The Sanatana Dharma or Varnashram Dharma.
Is Sanatan Dharma so wide that everyone can be...
Sanatan means eternal. So, Nahannati Hannamani Sarire, the identification of the living entity is already described, that he does not perish after annihilation of this body, traditional. So that is meant for everyone, not that the Hindus after giving up this body exist and the Muslim or Christian does not exist. Everyone exists. That everyone is eternal. The Sanatana Dharma is meant for everyone.
Is there anyone actually outside of Sanatana Dharma then?
If it is. Otherwise nobody is outside. If you think that you are not, there are so many rascals, they think that with the body everything is finished. But he may think so, but that's not fact. Similarly, if one thinks that I am not Sanatana Dharma, I am Krishna, so he may think like that. But actually you are Sanatana. But if you think otherwise, you can think, you can check it. And Krishna says, no hannata hannamāne sarīre, the soul does not annihilate after the destruction of the body. Is it meant for the Hindus? Everyone. Everyone is a living entity, everyone is a soul, and he is eternal. Eternal means Sanatana.
So it depends on how one acts as to whether he can be accepted as...
No, no. One acts means he must act accordingly. If he does not act accordingly, that is his business. That's right.
Okay.